is now the former AFL operations manager, and yesterday was announced as the CEO of the Gold Coast Suns. Been good enough to join us now. Mark Evans, how are you?
Good, thanks, Bix. Rowie, thank you for taking an interest in the Gold Coast Suns and me, but it's all happened very, very quickly, and an opportunity I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, well, tell us about that, because when I first heard, I obviously know about the AFL operations manager, general manager of footy. That's a big position to hold, one of the most powerful positions. And then you go to being a CEO of a footy club. Many would see that as a sideways or a backward step. How do you see it?
Yeah, I've had that said to me before, and I don't see it that way. They're both incredibly challenging jobs, of course, but I'd said to Gil prior to Christmas that I felt the footy role at the AFL has a tenure to it that was, we called it, you know, sort of in the 6-7 year bracket. And I was talking to him that, you know, probably at the end of that I'd move back to a club position and CEO would be the position I'd look for. But I wasn't really expecting it, having only done the 4 years at the AFL. I wasn't trying to get out the door, and it was just that the opportunity came after 4 years and not after six.
Parachuted in by the sounds, Mark. Bang, straight in.
Well, now, what I would say, it's been a whirlwind, and I took a few phone calls on the weekend, and Tony Cochran convinced Lynn and I to fly up to the Gold Coast on Monday night and had dinner, and they laid out all of the challenges of trying to make football work in a frontier part of Australia, but also the upside and the, you know, the real possibility if we get it right. So I really fell in love with that challenge. I think it's a wonderful thing, and my time at the AFL has given me probably a broader understanding of the impact of footy in the community. And we've certainly got some work to do in heartland areas, but the challenge to try and grow into new areas was quite compelling.
Well, you're going to be missed at AFL House. We certainly did enjoy your candour over that four-year period, and I think you're a great asset now at the Gold Coast, and by hell, they need some help. What are those challenges?
Yeah, I'm going to miss our banter too, because one thing I've always done on this radio station is you'll take up any of the topics to do with the game and have a bit of fun with it. I think it's been really good for us to be able to explain to people what the AFL's thoughts are or admit where we've made errors and things like that. But I guess you probably won't ring too many times about the Gold Coast, but the challenges here are...
Mark, we're very interested in the Gold Coast. So we ring, you pick up the phone, we talky-talky, Mark.
We'll do that any time you want to do it.
But, done.
The challenges here, it's a young playing group, it's a young staff and a very young business. Mm-hmm. Hasn't quite got stuff right, but really hard on startup to do that. But I would say that it's primed to be able to deliver something over the next 3 to 5 years that could really expand the footprint here in the south part of Queensland. So that's a good project to sort of take hold of. I know it doesn't make it easy, but if we can get things right, hopefully we can leave a legacy that we're proud of.
What was Shanghai like? You've just got back?
Yeah, I spent a whirlwind trip over to Shanghai for a Tourism Australia announcement that we were asked to join with at the AFL, and had a good look around the facility. I'd have to say Port Adelaide's work in securing some corporate support over there and doing the heavy lifting to convince the AFL to run the game. Well done. And Mr. Guay at Shanghai Cred and Ausgold, and now recently with Tourism Australia joining Frey as well. So hopefully we can put on a really good event and maybe turn something that we're again, groundbreaking, but in China, hopefully benefits there and at home.
So I'm guessing then as a mark of respect to what the great work that you said Port Adelaide have done, you'll wear your white strip then.
Yeah, well, I've come into this quite late, of course, and when you've got two chairmen who are incredibly passionate, proud about their clubs and prepared to fight tooth and nail. So I know that I haven't seen the actual documentation, but if things weren't contemplated at the front end, it's sort of making it quite difficult to work through that. What I would say is I rang Keith Thomas yesterday, and I promised him that we'd do everything we can to make the event the success that it should be, and hopefully we can get on to that.
Well, so share with us. Are you going to wear your home strip?
Well, it was well and truly decided before I arrived at the Gold Coast, and I know that the chairman will each fight their respective cases very, very well, but as things stand, yes, that's right, we'll wear that strip.
Yeah, well, I just reckon that's poor form, Mark, between you and I. Port paid $500,000. It was Port's initiative. They've done their heavy lifting. They've bankrolled it to about 4 mil. You know the figures. You're from AFL House. Out of respect to them and doing the hard yards, if that's their respect, a request, and whether there's an agreement or not, I'm with Koshy. Wear your bloody away strip.
Hey, do you remember when there might have been a final in Adelaide and I asked Port Adelaide to wear a different strip, and I was lucky to get out of the town alive, probably the biggest blue that I made in my time at the AFL, and admitted it. But that's what the passion you get when you try to change strips, and if that was contemplated up front, we might be in a different spot. But let's leave that now for discussions between the two chairmen, and we'll see where we go.
You know what? It's Jumper Gate Mark II, and Port are going to lose again. Fair dinkum. Hey, the AFL won't intervene, will they? This is, you're saying it, and the AFL told us, Travis Hall said exactly this. This is between the two clubs, isn't it?
Well, the AFL usually don't intervene on jumper wearing unless there's a clash.
Okay.
And so I think, I was asked this question last week at the AFL and said that it was really a matter for the clubs.
Mm. Okay, back to the Gold Coast. Where's the priority? Is it off-field or on-field for you?
Well, there's no doubt when you're in a market that's tough and you're trying to sell, it's easier to sell to the community to come and love football and to come and attend if the team's winning. So it's sort of that is the horse before the cart. You've got to try and have something that's exciting to watch and attract people too. But I think what you have to do as well is build this community of interest in the Gold Coast Suns. I'm not sure a kid necessarily just turns on the TV and says, wow, Gold Coast Suns are playing down the road and I'll go along to that. You almost have to go in, teach them the game, show them the game, have fun with kids, whether that's at schools or other places, and try and turn their heads towards this thing called Australian football, and then get them interested in the match day product. And then if you can get them along to a game from there and get them to understand the heroes of the game and the excitement of the game, then you're a real chance to make them genuine converts.
Have you had a coffee with G. Ablett yet?
I saw Gary. He came for the press conference yesterday, and I saw him in the background. And I did suggest to him, if he had a spare room, I might be able to move in for a little while. he laughed, but didn't give me a straight answer.
Hey, Mark, mate, congratulations. I knew it would have been a tough decision. You've been terrific in Clubland at Hawthorn, then a move to the general manager of footy at AFL House. And we will take you up on that. We have a lot of interest in the Gold Coast. Well, we do now because we've got you there. All the best. It's a coup for them to get you on board. And, mate, thanks for your time.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Appreciate it and have a great year.
There you go. Mark Evans, the new CEO of the Gold Coast Suns.
That's a great get.
Look, for a footy fan, Queensland has been in a bit of strife. That's probably one of the AFL's biggest issues. Chris Fagan and David Noble at Brisbane, I think most people agree that's a really good move. And now, of course, Mark Evans is the CEO of
Fantastic.
The Gold Coast. I think footy in Queensland's in pretty good hands now. We need to see a few results over the coming years.